Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast Initiating Startup Sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Welcome to this episode of Infotainment. As a public service, through my Rodecaster Pro and the Bluetooth setting, I'm going to try to catch a scammer call and record it for people who might find it interesting. I'm going to try to keep the person on the line as long as possible before I drop the bomb on them. I know it's a scam call because I've been getting a lot of calls, robocalls from Florida and Texas, two states I have no business getting calls from. I have no business interest down in either state. See if they are from India because a lot of scam calls, if not most scam calls, originate from India. So I do hope it's one regarding my Social Security number. I figure that would be the most interesting one, but maybe it's about my car's warranty or whatever, but we'll try to catch a scam call on this podcast. I hope it happens. As a public service, I don't know if there are any people that don't know that you should not. Well, there are a lot of elderly people that lose a lot of their money because of scam calls. And people, you should not give out banking information to these callers to you. And any organization, IRS, the Social Security Administration, would send you a letter. They would not call you. Any place that requires you to send money via a gift card, if they ask for gift card things, that is also fraudulent. And I don't know why anybody would buy that part of it anyway, but some do. I was reading about some person that was scammed out of a bunch of money, and his wife, I think, fell for it, and they were able to recover from it, but a lot of people can't, and it is a sad state of affairs. Plus, if the call is from India and I find this out or whatever, I might ask if they are a religious person or not, and if they thought that their God would approve of somebody making money off of scamming mostly elderly people out of their hard-earned money. And it usually says what state that these calls originate from. Also, if sometimes Minnesota does show up as that is coming from here. I don't know if it, those are the calls that never leave a voicemail. I figure if they leave a voicemail, then it's important enough for me to listen to, but most of these things do not. And I'm hopeful to catch one on my Rodecaster and record it for this podcast. I just received a scam call from Florida, but I couldn't get things set up right away to do this, which was unfortunate because it was a recording. But the number originated from Florida, It was 321-425-9399. I didn't have it on speakerphone, so I couldn't tell exactly what she said, but something was going to be charged to my credit card, blah, blah, blah. If you didn't dispute this, to call this number. Now I'm going to call this number back and see if I get anything. That should come through my Bluetooth here. And now I'm recording, so this should show up. They should hear me.
Thanks for the calling. Installation Department of Windows. How may I help you?
Yes, I just received a call regarding my credit cards.
Yes, you're right.
I'm 79. I'm 79 years old. I had to put in my hearing aids, and I didn't catch the call right away.
Okay. Can you be in front on your computer that I can cancel the service?
What service is that?
Is your Microsoft refund service is this? We will refund that your money, okay? Can you turn on your computer that I can refund that your money?
Oh, I have money coming to me?
Yes, right. The money is going to you.
Oh, I see.
So you have to turn on your computer, okay?
Oh, I see. Well, I can do that.
You have to do that. Don't tell me that you can able to do that, okay?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Well, it says your call is from Florida. How do you like the weather down there?
The good weather down, sir. Can you turn on your computer right now?
Well, it's on.
Okay, great. Now let me know, what do you see in your computer screen?
Oh, well, actually, my workbench screen.
Workbench, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to open your new tab. Do you know how to open your new tab? Do you know how to open?
Well, my grandson opened this computer. He just got me this computer a week or so ago.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Just look down very, very top of the page in the address bar, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you can type www.google.com. Can you see that?
In Google? Have you ever been to Minneapolis, Florida?
Yes.
Oh, they have a great mall there. I think it's the biggest mall in Florida.
Yeah. Sir, now we need to follow my few instructions, okay?
So, what part of India are you from? I caught one. I didn't think I was going to, but that was great. I wish you would have stayed on the line. I was going to grill that guy a little bit more, but... but I think we pretty much, I don't know what he was going to have me do, but it wasn't going to be good. Yeah, money's going to be sent to me. Yeah, right. Oh, man, that was funnier than hell. I didn't think I was, I called him back. I didn't think I was going to hit the right guy, but damn, I wanted to drag that call out longer, but shit. And that was funnier than heck. He knew. And Mr. Scam, there you go. I get a call from Florida. Be wary of what they ask you to do. They would have asked me to send them money in order to send me money by buying a gift card or some shit like that. But I'm going to edit that together and put that out there. It's going to be a great part of this episode. I should have strung that call out just to find out what type of scam it was, how it worked, but I didn't want to open up my computer to any problems, and I didn't want to give out any false numbers that might have been somebody else's information. But if ever again, I'm going to wait with the India line till the end. But I'm sure it was probably send this amount of money to get this amount of money, something like that, or get my banking information some way. So I think that's the way that would have worked. But I wish he would have stuck with the call. I was going to ask him a whole bunch of stuff, but I should have followed his instructions, or at least pretended to follow his instructions anyway for a while. But you see how they operate a little bit. Now, I couldn't exactly recognize what he said about that I was to receive money from a Microsoft service. I don't know. I should have asked him how much it was, but I was just doing that on the fly just to see how long I could keep him on the phone. And, you know, if I was Microsoft, I'd be pissed and be pushing for legislation to get these people behind bars for scamming people out of their money. Any reputable U.S. PC company, internet company that has had problems with them, the IT companies that try and scam people that they're repairing their computers and actually not, but it's a sad state of affairs. Now, I do realize there are upstanding people in India and in the United States that do legitimate work, but in India, I wonder how much of these phone scams rank in the employment section of that country, if it's very high as far as what young people want to earn or how that works. But if they are a religious person, I wouldn't see how their deity would approve of them scamming people out of their money. I fell prey to this a few years ago through a company called GuruAid, an internet tech company that promised to fix my computer. And unfortunately, I was trying to get AVG and mistakenly got the wrong phone number and got hooked up with GuruAid. This company is nothing but a scam and credit card skimmer. So beware of this company. Make sure you're calling the reputable company that you're looking for, like Dell, Microsoft, or whatever company you're trying to call. Make sure you got the right phone number, because some places try to piggyback their phone number on legitimate listings for other companies. As much as I'd like to talk about this subject for the rest of the episode, I think it is time to move on. Well, I have one more thing to say about this. Of all the countries I hope to visit, I would not want to go to India at all, because during my stay there, I would be easily recognized as a tourist. And I would be worried about doing anything there and wondering whether I was being scammed, like at a restaurant, a hotel, cabs, anything. But I do have a friend who's traveled there and enjoyed it. So I just love it when my throat seizes up during that segment. The word tourist is what I wanted to say, but I had a lot of problems getting through that. Well, now let's move on to another story. Now, I do not have an Alexa smart speaker, but I had never really thought about this, Some people do really not like this speaker because of a reason that I never really thought of before. But in a letter to Jeff Bezos, mom says Alexa has ruined her six-year-old's life. She claims that her daughter, whose name is Alexa, has been constantly bullied and treated like a servant by other kids. 2 years ago, and well, I won't tell who this is by because I don't use their service because they're too restrictive on what people can post, and I don't know, understand that deal, but asking people named Alexa how their lives have changed since Amazon released that virtual assistant quickly collected more than 1,300 comments. Unsurprising number of them were from women who are totally over everyone's stupid jokes. For some reason, people think they're the most creative, witty people in the world when they say stuff like Alexa, what's the temperature, or Alexa, play insert random song. After hearing it from a different person every single day, I want to murder Amazon and their stupid robot. Other threads like that, one in the Alexa, well, Alexa ruined my life, and F you, Amazon Echo. And when a Lynn, Massachusetts six-year-old gets old enough to opt into the terms and conditions of this site, she might be sharing her own story of Alexa-based harassment. Things are already so bad for this little Alexa that her mother wrote a letter to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, reminding him that selling millions of devices with real human names wasn't a great decision. Mr. Bezos, I write to you as a father and human being rather than the CEO of Amazon. The mom identified only as Lauren. We are not asking for wealth or recognition for this request. We just want to correct an error we believe that was a giant mistake. She said that her daughter has been constantly bullied and treated like a servant by other kids, or quite possibly by their unoriginal parents. Lauren told NBC New York that the nonstop teasing happens at school. It happens when the family is out, and they'd very much like Bezos to do something to put an end to it. Maybe changing the name of the kid might be an option, and asking Bezos to pay for it. This is everywhere. You've already ruined the name, but you don't have to continue to hurt these girls and women, she wrote. I asked, make an apology and start movement. In 2016, David Limp, Amazon Senior Vice President of Devices and Services, said that the company engineers were trying to create a product that would be reminiscent of the computer on Star Trek, which responded every time an Enterprise crew member said the word computer. That would be a better option. That particular noun seemed too common, so they tested a series of names before settling on Alexa, which they like because it's a combination of soft vowels and the X in the middle. They also liked how close Alexa was to Alexander, as in Alexander the Great, whose namesake library was once considered to be the keeper of all knowledge. But Alexa wasn't an entirely uncommon name. At least it wasn't in 2015, when the Amazon Echo started to become widely available. So it seems like the designers could have considered what a pain in the ass it could be. According to the Social Security Administration, baby name statistics, Alexa has steadily decreased in popularity in the years since Amazon Alexa was released in 2015. Alexa was the 32nd most popular name for newborn girls in the United States, and it has slipped in the rankings every year since. In 2018, it ranked 90th, with only 3,063 Alexas born that year. Although afflicted human Alexas can change their Echo's wake word, the name that gets the device's attention to Echo, Amazon, or a computer, that isn't going to stop everyone else from continuing to annoy the shit out of them. Lauren, the letter-writing mom, didn't hear back from Jeff Bezos, but she did get a polite response from an Amazon customer service representative. I'm very sorry to hear about the experience you're having. I definitely understand that this has been frustrating, the rep wrote. I really appreciate the time you've taken to voice your concern and let us know about the issues you've run into. I have sent your feedback on to our internal teams. Yeah, pass the buck and nothing will be done about it. Thanks for making sure we're aware of your experience. Yeah, blow them off. That's pretty much the customer service ways. If you get past their darn menus and all that to talk to a real person, it's like they pass you on to 30 people and the first person could actually take care of what you want done. But that's my gripe about that. In the meantime, you can always tell Alexa to order an Alexa Ruined My Life t-shirt from Amazon. we want to make money off this. Although, we're honestly not sure if that makes things better or worse. That's pretty unbelievable then. Yeah, you think they could have come up with a different name? Something that wouldn't cause anybody problems, you know? Something from Star Trek that would work. Here is something I would use. Well, they probably wouldn't use it because it makes too much sense, but why not just say, "Hey, Amazon." I mean, how many people have the first name of Amazon? Or, "Hey, Amazon Prime." It sounds too easy. It's like, "Hey, Jeff Bezos." It just reinforces your name to say, "Hey, Amazon," to your speaker, your smart speaker. I mean, you want to destroy brick and mortar stores in every community. And small communities like this, where nothing is on the shelf and pretty much have to order a lot of things online anyway, and where they have no checkers anymore and you have to self-checkout. Oh, we don't carry this. You're going to have to order it online. What about people that do not have the internet yet, that are below the poverty line? And the internet is becoming just as important as, say, electricity, as far as if you're applying for a job or whatever, and people are starting to depend on it. Mr. Bezos, I would think that changing the name on future smart speakers that are bought would not be very difficult. Maybe it is, but I'm sure if you did it, you would still have enough walking around money. You know, that'd be the first question I'd ask him. What's in your wallet right now? Besides plastic? I usually have no problem coming up with a title for a podcast, but this one is kind of stumping me, but eventually something will happen. I want to work in that scammer call so bad in some way. But I think now it is time to call Read Alert. You fans of the show Star Trek Enterprise will understand that reference. You can become a patron of Infotainment by going to patreon.com/infotainment. You can email me at randyms12 randypodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet my Twitters at randypodcaster. And you can check out my Facebook page under infotainment and all that good stuff. So now I will say, I hope you have a happy day today and a happy ending tonight. This program was well worth the price of admission, I think, anyway.